Roymans Product Management Podcast. As helpful as they can be, product roadmaps are not always enough. To closely align a group of products and ensure that they all move in the same direction, you'll benefit from a portfolio roadmap. In this podcast episode, I'll explain how you can successfully use such a plan. Now, what do Microsoft 365 and the Netflix app have in common? Neither is a singular atomic product. Microsoft 365 is a product portfolio, a productivity suite that contains apps like Word, PowerPoint, and Excel. And Netflix is a product bundle, a collection of smaller specialized products like movies, series, games, and live events. In both instances, you'll benefit from using an overall portfolio or bundle strategy in addition to the individual product strategies. Take Microsoft 365 as an example again. If I were in charge of the suite, I'd use a portfolio strategy that guides and aligns the strategies of Word, PowerPoint, and Excel, as I explain in detail in the episode Everything You Need to Know About Product Portfolio Strategy. The link is in the show notes. But wouldn't it make sense to harmonize not only the product strategies, but also the individual roadmaps? And if that's the case, wouldn't it be beneficial to use a dedicated roadmap that states the overall outcomes the portfolio or bundle should create? Now, this is where a product portfolio roadmap comes in. Such a roadmap states how you intend to implement the overall portfolio strategy, and more specifically, the outcomes the product portfolio should create. You'll benefit from such a plan whenever you manage a cohesive portfolio like Microsoft 365 or a product bundle like Netflix. Let's make this now more concrete, discuss what a portfolio roadmap might look like and which template you might want to use to capture your roadmap. Imagine it's the year 2019 and you're in charge of Microsoft 365. To ensure that everybody is clear on how the tool suite will develop over the coming years, you capture the following five pieces of information. First, you capture the outcomes the entire portfolio should achieve, then the timeframes in which the goals should be met. Third, the features, the key pieces of work that must be done to create the desired outcomes. And then the measurements you'll use to determine if a goal has been met. And finally, a name, as meeting the goal will likely result in a new product version. These five elements are part of a new template I have developed, the Go Portfolio Roadmap. Let's now explore how you can apply this structure. The first outcome on your roadmap might be to allow users to easily access standalone apps and increase the attractiveness of the suite, and the time frame might be 2020. A key feature might be to bundle Microsoft's productivity apps in a new Office app. The metrics might be revenue and engagement, and the name of the initiative might be reunification. A second outcome, which should be achieved in the latter part of 2020, might be to give users more choice when signing up for the suite and encourage them to use its products outside of work. Now, if you find it hard to visualize what the plan looks like, then don't worry, I've put a link in the show notes that allows you to view the roadmap. And if you're familiar with my work on outcome-based product roadmaps, you'll probably recognize the structure that I've used. It's based on my Go product roadmap template. The reason for this is simple. I found that a portfolio roadmap benefits from essentially having the same elements as a product roadmap. Consequently, you can apply my roadmapping approach not only to individual products, but also to your portfolio. Having said this, there are two important points I'd like to draw your attention to. First, the Go portfolio roadmap is built on outcomes. It's an outcome-based, goal-oriented plan. Its goals describe the user and customer benefits the entire portfolio should create, as well as the positive business impact it should achieve. They are its most essential element. Any feature shown on the roadmap must help meet the corresponding outcome. Consequently, you should determine the goals before you consider any features. Second, a portfolio roadmap is more coarse-grained than a product roadmap. The goals are larger and the timeframes are usually bigger. This is due to the nature of the entities that we're dealing with. A product portfolio is simply more sizable than a single product. To create your own Go portfolio roadmap, I recommend downloading and adapting the Go product roadmap template or to recreate it in your own favorite tool. The link for the download is in the show notes. Make sure, though, please, that you state the author and source of the template as well as the Creative Commons license on your portfolio roadmap. If you haven't worked with the Go product roadmap, then you'll benefit from watching the video, the Go product roadmap introduction. Again, the link is in the show notes. Now that we've discussed which information a portfolio roadmap should offer, let's talk about how it can direct the roadmaps of the products contained within the portfolio. To make this more concrete, let's take Microsoft 365 as an example again. And to remind you, the first goal on the portfolio roadmap was to allow users to easily access standalone apps and increase the attractiveness of the suite. And this goal should be met in 2020. What this means is that all the products within the portfolio, including Word, PowerPoint, and Excel, will have to adhere to this goal within the desired timeframe, the timeframe stated. The product teams hence have to figure out what their specific contributions will have to be. The Word team, for example, would identify the impact on their roadmap and adjust the plan accordingly. To put it differently, meeting the product goals must help achieve the portfolio objectives. As a consequence, a product roadmap is no longer exclusively directed by the corresponding product strategy. It is also guided by the portfolio roadmap. So the Word product roadmap would no longer be exclusively guided by the Word product strategy, but also by the Microsoft 365 portfolio roadmap. Now, a question I get often asked in my workshops is, how detailed should a portfolio roadmap be? And I mentioned earlier that generally speaking, a portfolio roadmap is more high level than a product roadmap. However, its specific level of detail will depend on how much alignment you require within the portfolio. The more coarse-grained a portfolio roadmap is, the more freedom the product teams have. Conversely, the more specific it is, the more constraints you put in place and the tighter you align the individual products. And to get the balance right, I recommend a collaborative roadmapping approach that involves the people who are in charge of the portfolio products. So far, we've discussed what a product portfolio roadmap is, which information it should contain, and how it directs the individual product roadmaps. But how can you ensure that the plan is right in the first place, that the information that you've captured is correct? The first and most crucial step to an effective portfolio roadmap is to identify the right roadmap goals. Assuming that you have a portfolio strategy available, you can take the needs and business goals stated in this strategy and then break them into sub-goals, which you then put on your portfolio roadmap. Simply ask yourself, what are intermediate steps, what are the next steps in order to meet the needs and business goals stated in the portfolio strategy? And the benefit of this approach is that it helps you not only determine the right portfolio goals, but it also systematically connects the portfolio strategy and portfolio roadmap. Once you've identified the right portfolio goals, carry out the following 5 steps to complete your portfolio roadmap. First, prioritize the portfolio goals you've identified. Second, capture the high-level work, the features necessary to meet the goals. Then add metrics. Fourth, determine realistic timeframes. And finally, iterate over the plan and adjust it until it's actionable and realistic. Last but not least, let's talk about who is responsible for developing and updating the portfolio roadmap. Generally speaking, that's the job of a product portfolio manager, and the role may be filled by the head of product, also known as chief product officer, director of product management, and VP of product management, or another senior product professional. No matter which option you choose, I recommend embracing a collaborative roadmapping approach. And a great way to do this is to form a product portfolio team. Such a team consists of the product portfolio manager and the product people in charge of the portfolio member products. These might be the product managers of Word, PowerPoint, and Excel, to stay with the Microsoft 365 example. Additional team members include the key business stakeholders, for instance, a sales rep, marketeer, support team member, and finance experts, as well as representatives from the development teams like a UX designer for end-user-facing products, an architect programmer, and a tester or QA engineer. Together, the portfolio team members create the portfolio roadmap, preferably in the form of a collaborative workshop. Bringing the right people together allows you to leverage their collective expertise, create clarity and alignment, and generate strong support for the plan. As a portfolio roadmap is a plan that's likely to change, The portfolio team should review and adjust it on a regular basis, once every 3 months, as a rule of thumb. I hope you found this episode helpful. You can learn more about creating an effective portfolio roadmap by attending my product strategy and roadmap training course. The course offers a dedicated module on portfolio strategy and portfolio roadmaps. Additionally, you'll benefit from reading my book, Strategize. Many of the roadmapping techniques described in the book are also applicable to the product portfolio. Good luck with your portfolio roadmaps, and thank you for listening.